Hey guys, what is up? What is going on? My life has been pretty busy, but like a good busy. Everything's been really fun. I just feel like I'm constantly going from one thing to the next, but it's all like fun stuff. So I'm blessed and I'm thankful. One thing that my friend reminded me of this week that's just kind of helped me have a little bit of a new perspective, because even though I was doing fun stuff, I think I was getting a little caught up in like, oh, but I need to see this person. I need to see this person. It was just kind of becoming a little overwhelming. And we did a little like quiet time thing together yesterday morning, and she brought up the verse in Psalms that's, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it." And I know, especially if you grew up in the church, most of us had heard that song before. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Yeah, I really like that. And it's a good reminder, and something that I'm going to start doing is like when I wake up, just reminding myself, like, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because when you know God fully, it's pretty hard not to rejoice in the day that he has made. Rejoicing is a natural response that comes from knowing God and having dependence in God. So that's just my little thing that I'm trying to focus on this week. But actually today I'm going to be talking about the gospel and just giving the gospel and the importance of sharing the gospel as a Christian. And this talk is pretty convicting. Even as I was writing it myself, I was like, man, like, I gotta share the gospel more too, you know? Because as Christians, we are called to share the gospel. And if you're a Christian listening, then you know this. We've heard this. You need to share. We're supposed to go and make disciples of all nations. This is a new concept. But how many of us are actually going out and sharing the gospel? How many of us are actually doing what we're called to do? There was a survey done on the website ChristianPost.com that is titled, 2/3 of American Christians Don't Know Any Methods for Telling Others About Jesus. On the poll, it said 52% of Christians said they didn't share the gospel because they didn't want to be offensive or disrespectful. 66% was unfamiliar with how to share the gospel. And 68% said it was the pastor's responsibility for sharing the gospel. And those are some pretty chilling numbers. Here's the thing. Majority of people don't know the gospel. They don't know the true, true, meaningful gospel. Growing up Christian, I guess I kind of assumed that everyone had heard the gospel, and then if they heard it and they still weren't Christian, that just means they themselves were denying the gospel. But something that I've come to realize, but probably honestly within the last 6 months, is that people just don't know it. Over the past 6 months, I've had 2 gospel conversations, and in starting to ask them, oh, like, what church do you go to? Oh, you don't go to church? Like, did you grow up Christian? Are you Christian? Both of the people I talked to said, I just didn't grow up going to church. It wasn't that they'd heard the gospel and hardened their hearts to it. It's that they really just didn't know it. Hearing this has just been kind of, eye-opening to me, because I go to Texas A&M. There's a very big Christian population. And these two people have never heard the gospel, the true gospel. People don't know it and haven't heard it, and we have to get it out of our minds that they have. Because you're never going to know until you ask. People that identify to be Christian occupy 31.6% of the population and is the largest practiced religion in the world. That means 2.2 billion people are identifying to being Christians. 2.2 billion. And if all that 2.2 billion people that are claiming Christianity, if they shared the gospel, though, that number should be so much bigger. Matthew 28:19-20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. My question is, are you brave to the world yet cowardly towards Jesus Christ? So often in life, we give up so much for popularity. We give up so much to be accepted. That might be seen as brave to the world. I mean, take a look at the Pharisees. They were seen as the religious leaders. They were all high and mighty. They were seeking that validation and popularity from the people, and they were willing to do things to get that. But when the Son of Man came around, literally to their face, they became cowards. It's a lot easier to fulfill the world's mission for us than Christ's mission, because the world's mission is pretty simple. Self-satisfaction. That leads to becoming a slave to yourself. Freedom is found through Christ and his purpose alone. So why do we run from the gospel? Why do we come up with literally any excuse we can possibly come up with to not share it? there's never going to be that perfect time where you feel the most confidence and the most prepared to share the gospel. It's never going to happen. Do we run because it's awkward, because it just wasn't the right time? You know what else is awkward? Someone you've encountered spending eternity in hell. That's what's at stake here, and it's not something that we can just take lightly. Sharing the gospel isn't a friendly suggestion from God, but a mission. I've been really convicted of this, and one of my main excuses used to be, oh, like, I probably should have shared the gospel with them, but, you know, it's going to be okay. Like, I'm just going to pray for them. Someone else will share. Like, if I don't share the gospel with them, someone else will. But the thing about that is you don't know. I like to think that someone else would share the gospel with them, but you really don't know, and there's no way to ever know. There should be a sense of responsibility to share the gospel. In a conversation, walking away with someone, I'm going to sleep a lot better knowing that they heard the gospel and it's their decision. And now my next step is to pray for them. The other day, this guy was sharing his testimony, and he was saying that he was 17 when he came to know Christ. He grew up in a really big populated Christian community, had a ton of Christian friends, and no one shared the gospel with him. No one shared the gospel with him until he was 17. And he was saying over and over again, like, thanking God that someone did and that he knows God now, but he can't help but wonder and honestly be a little frustrated on, why didn't someone tell me sooner? I like to talk about this thing called the Jonah versus Peter effect. We've heard the story, Jonah the whale, he later denied God's work, and this not only had consequences for himself, but also allowed surrounding people to suffer. I couldn't find who said this quote, but I heard it said like this: if we accept that we are all called to serve God in our work, which is probably different from Jonah's work, but no less important to God, then we recognize that our failing to serve God in our work also diminishes communities. That's the weight we gotta carry. But the good thing is that we don't have to carry it with ourselves, because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us to guide us. On the flip side of Jonah, we have Peter. Was Peter perfect? No. We know, according to the scripture, like, he denied God 3 times. Did Peter always do what was right? No, but because he was headed in the right direction and trying to go in the right direction and available, God was able to use him. God wants your availability, not your perfection. Now, I know that was like kind of a lot to unpack and some heavy stuff, but here's some encouragement. You don't have to know everything about the Bible. You don't have to not have partied last weekend or not have lied to successfully share the gospel. If you believe that your sin is going to hold you back from successfully sharing the gospel, that's the lie of the enemy. Now the question becomes, well, why? Like, why don't I have to have lived like a better life to be able to, like, it seems like I'd be able to successfully share that way. This is why. You don't have to equip yourself. The Holy Spirit will intercede. John 14:26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all these things and will bring all these things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you." You just have to take that step out into boldness. And boldness comes from being in the presence of God. And if you're a Christian and you've accepted in Christ, we have the presence of God. Another thing that can kind of be a hard pill to chew or pill to swallow, but is a really big truth and can also be kind of relieving, is that it's not your job to convert them. It's just your job to share. I remember in 8th grade, I went on this mission trip, and some people worked with VBS, and then some people went to these apartments and gave like little Bible stories for kids that probably couldn't afford or like couldn't have a ride to go to this VBS camp. On the last day was the day that we shared the gospel, and I was able to share the gospel conversation with them. There was this girl that I had talked to every single day. She had been there all four days, and she was like 13, and I was like 15 at the time. And we became really good friends. And I was sure that she was going to accept Christ that day. And she was going to be there. And I was going to be, it was like going to be like I was speaking right to her. And the day came around and she didn't come. After being obviously disappointed, I thought to myself, oh, I'm sure someone else, like another kid, will come talk to me about like wanting to give their life to Christ. No one came to talk to me. Then I go back and all my other friends are saying, oh, this kid accepted Christ and this kid accepted Christ and this kid accepted Christ, and I led them to Christ. And I was a little heartbroken, to say the least. But in maturity, what I've come to realize is it didn't matter. What mattered is that they heard it. Now all I can do is pray for them, but at least I can rest knowing that they heard the gospel and they heard the truth. And this is something that you can pray for. Like, if you're I do realize that it is easier for some people to just walk up to a stranger or just bring up those conversations. I'm telling you, and you have to trust that if you take that step of boldness, God will equip you. And that's something that you can be praying for. Pray that God gives me a boldness. One of my really big prayers is that I'm gonna pray for open doors and then be aware and be made aware of opportunities to share the gospel. And here's the cool thing about the gospel. When one person shares, it becomes a chain reaction. The other day when I shared the gospel with this person, there was a lot of other people around. The likelihood that someone else also heard the gospel is pretty high. So now we have at least two people already having heard the gospel. And then I had some of my Christian friends that were just standing around. Now they feel encouraged to share the gospel because I know in my life when I'm at a coffee shop or wherever, or like if you listen to my atheist Christian conversation, hearing him share the gospel empowered me to want to share the gospel even more. Luke 10:2 says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers unto his." One laborer stepping out produces a vast amount of harvestness, but there are just so few laborers. If one person stepping out in faith produces harvest, what does 2.2 billion people stepping out in faith produce? And there might be times that are going to be a little discouraging when you share. The times that I've shared haven't been this super high emotional experience. It's genuinely just been a conversation. And my next step in that is just being in constant prayer about that person. Before I ever share the gospel, every single time, I say a little prayer in my head that's just goes a little something like, "Holy Spirit, please equip me. Don't make these words my own." And that takes a lot of the pressure off. So my final question is, are you going to be the Jonah or are you going to be the Peter? Make yourself available, act in boldness, pray continually. My challenge this week is just to continue to pray for open doors, be alert and aware of opportunities. And I know this is kind of a more harder challenge, but if the opportunity arises, act in boldness, act and take that next step in sharing the gospel. Is it going to be a little nervous? Maybe a little nervited, a little nervous, excitedness happening? Yeah, and another thing, just to be real, every time I share the gospel, I'm freaking out a little bit in my head. Like, I do get nervous. Has it gotten easier for me? Yes. Real quick, funny story. So, if you listen to my Christian Atheist podcast, I ended up being able to meet the guy that was sharing the gospel with the other guy. And I was just like, hey, like, I just think that was really cool. And it was really encouraging me watching you share the gospel. And he was like, really? Thanks. Because I was freaking out. You're not alone. It's not going to unequip you if you're nervous. We're humans. We still get a little nervous. Just taking that step of boldness and setting aside your own emotions for the benefit of someone else, because they're going to hear the gospel, whether they respond or not, they're going to know that truth. So yeah, I hope you guys have a great week. If you're in college, school year's almost done, so that is just awesome. Summer's just around the corner, so I can't wait for that. This is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Have a great day, guys, and don't forget to live changed.